And now it's another episode of our occasional feature, Science Fact or Science Fiction. From time to time, we'll present a commonly held idea or a popular saying and ask a Canadian scientist to set us straight on whether we should believe it or not. And today's popular belief comes to us from listener Wanda Batman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who says, "Leaving fluorescent lights on overnight in an office building is more efficient than turning them on and off." To lead us out of the darkness, we've contacted Dr. Leo Stocko at the University of British Columbia. So, Dr. Stocko, science fact or science fiction?
That would be science fiction, I'm afraid, Bob.
Really? But I thought there was a huge surge of energy necessary just to turn a fluorescent light bulb on.
Right. So this is the fundamental difference between an incandescent and a fluorescent bulb, which is essentially where the source of this myth comes from, and there certainly is a spike at the beginning, but the question is, how big is that spike? So there's always going to be a break-even point between the size of the spike and the amount of energy consumed during the entire duration that they're left on. It's kind of like starting a fire. Starting a fire takes a lot of energy in order to get a log burning, and then after a while, it'll burn slowly and consume less. So that's what a fluorescent bulb does. It has a special circuit in it that gets it ignited. It gets it started, and then after it gets ignited, it goes into a steady state, and then it consumes a lot less energy, much less than an incandescent bulb, which doesn't have any kind of starter circuit. It's basically just a piece of wire that glows when you pass current through it, whereas a fluorescent, it does have a startup cost in terms of energy, and then it's more efficient as it runs.
How long does it take for it to get over that initial spike?
It's approximately 1 second. So if you imagine you had a single light bulb in your house, and it takes 1 second to turn on, well, a circuit in a house, it runs at about 115 volts, and you have circuit breakers that will trip if you take any more than 20 amps. Now, to just boil that down, that ends up being approximately 2,500 watts, which is a rate of energy flowing out of your circuit. And you can't do any more than that because your breaker is going to trip. So if you take 2,500 watts for 1 second, the amount of energy is exactly the wattage multiplied by the time you have it consuming that energy. So 2,500 watts for 1 second would be 2,500 joules of energy. If we compare that now to how long you could keep a light bulb lit using 2,500 joules of energy, well, a really efficient light bulb would be, say, let's, again, to go really on the low end of the scale so that we're for sure going to cover any light bulb would be, say, a 10-watt light bulb. Well, 10 watts, 2,500 divided by 10 would be 250 seconds, which equates to somewhere around 4 minutes. So if you're keeping it on for 4 minutes, that's going to be approximately the break-even point, which is nowhere near overnight.
So the worst-case scenario is 4 minutes. What's the best-case scenario?
Well, the best-case scenario would be probably more like seconds. It'll definitely be under a minute where the break-even point would be.
Okay, so then perhaps a rule of thumb might be if you're going to be out of the room for more than 5 minutes, turn them off?
I'd say a better rule of thumb is if you're leaving the room, turn it off.
Okay.
You know, the chances are you're probably not fast enough to get back into the room to make it worthwhile to leave them on.
Dr. Stocko, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Leo Stocko is a senior instructor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of British Columbia. And that's it for this week's edition of Quirks and Quarks. Next week, 7 billion and counting. How many people can our planet support? Quirks and Quarks was produced by Jim Hanman, Jim Levins, and Mark Crawley, with technical help from Tim Lorimer. I'm Bob McDonald. Thanks for listening.